following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. The final game of the regular season comes your way tonight as we feature the matchup between the Highmore Herald Pirates and the Miller Rustlers. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Tonight's coverage of regional high school sports is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick,
on
KPMO, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also being brought to you by Highmore Health, Crystal Wolfgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, the Highmore Herald, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Jan Bussey Ford, and Mashing Food Center. Also helping with coverage of regional high school basketball tonight, the folks at Carr Chiropractic, Miller Rexall Drug, the Miller Press, Advanced Collision and Repair, Kent Clark Insurance, and C&B Operations, John Deere. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. This is the our final regular season basketball matchup. Should be a good one here tonight as Miller and Highmore Herald will do battle. Both teams playing their season finales. The Pirates have put together a decent year as they are 11-8 on the year. Wins have been hard to come by for Miller, but the Rustlers have improved a lot from when we saw them back in December. The Rustlers set with an overall record of 3-16. But, of course, these two teams who co-op in football, one of the most intense rivalries that I have seen over my close to 30 years of doing this. Should be a fun matchup here tonight between two really good teams, or two very, very active teams, and in front of a very good crowd, a near capacity crowd here at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium. Should be a fun night for high school basketball, and we are glad you are joining us tonight. We, of course, have live video of this ball game available for you as well at drgnews.com. And we have that for you. You can check that out. We'll archive this contest as well. Had the opportunity to talk to both of our head coaches. Our Keys to Success segment from the folks at May Adam is next. Let's pause for 3 minutes. The Southfield Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Take a time out. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdam State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdam State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
No matter what color of equipment you drive, Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer, has your equipment maintenance covered. Be ready for the 2022 season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Inspection Program. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's required maintenance. From tractors and combines to sprayers, corn headers, and planters, we can handle it all. Schedule your appointment today. That's Titan Machinery, your genuine Case IH parts and service dealer. Power and precision to grow.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.net.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot, and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Scott McCarrick of the Highmore Herald Pirates. And coaches, you play your 20th game of the regular season, your final game of the regular season. You put together a nice year.
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. It took us a while to get going. We had to replace a lot from last year, but the kids have done a nice job stepping up and really getting a lot of experience out of a lot of different kids this year.
And you're still playing a real tough schedule. You've got a lot of good teams on your schedule. You've been hanging tough with a lot of them, and be able to come in and get yourself in a decent seeding position going into the postseason. I guess that's one of the goals you look for back in December.
Yeah, absolutely. Going into the season, we weren't sure what to expect for sure, but they've worked really hard. Like I said, it took us a while to get everything figured out, but we are starting to turn a corner, and our schedule has been pretty tough this year. A lot of good teams in our region, and then we picked up Burke and the Action Club, and they're really good, and just a good test to see where we're at in the state.
You know, one thing that I noticed, I think your season opener was back against Jones County in December. Saw you play last Friday against Potter County. You're having to play a lot of young kids, and you've got some young kids, Carson Stevenson and others that are stepping up for you and doing some good things. Bryce Burke is another one that underclassman, didn't have much varsity experience coming into this year, but they're playing well for you.
Yes, absolutely. Those kids have really stepped up good for us. You know, Trey Cowan stepped into the starting role, I think the third game of the season, and he's really been a big post presence for us. Carson Stevenson's got a couple starts this year when Grady Asby was hurt and filled in very nicely. And a lot of kids that didn't get a lot of experience last year kind of just getting thrown into the wolves this year.
Matchup here against Miller, it's a good way for you to end the season. They are a region opponent this year as they've moved down to Class B. But one thing about it, there's camaraderie. These guys are friends. They're one of your biggest rivals forever, as long as I've been doing this. It makes for a fun way, a big game atmosphere type of way to end the year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the crowd's huge tonight. And like you said, they know each other from football, playing together in football. And we've got to remember that we're going out there and try to win the game and not be friends with them tonight.
When you take on this Miller ball club, the thing about it, Miller, a team that doesn't have the most wins, but we have seen them through the years. They can do some things offensively. They've got a little bit of size. They've got a kid, the Schumacher kid, that can put some points on the board. Those are all things you got to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. Schumacher can really shoot the ball when he's left open. The Wordle kid is a very hard worker. Gets a lot of offensive rebounds, does a lot of the dirty work for him. And if we're not around him, have a body on him at all times, he's going to be a problem for us tonight.
And otherwise, you want to be able to, you know, play well, do things the right way, and then take a weekend off and get ready for the postseason run. It starts Tuesday night.
Yep, we need to put a good four quarter game in tonight And, yes, get ready for hopefully Ipswich on Tuesday and see what happens after that.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Scott Pekarik of the Highmore Herald Pirates, part one of our pregame interview. We're back with more on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peer, since 1881.
Part two of our pregame interviews. We're joined by Josh Holland of the Miller Rustlers. Coach, as you play your final regular season game, you set it 3-16. Having to play a lot of youngsters, but you've been able to get some wins here and there.
Yeah, we finally started putting some things together here near the end of the season. We've had a couple wins here as of late, and it's kind of got us rolling, and hopefully we can get a little bit more steam going as the regions approach here.
As the season has rolled on, we've seen you in December, we saw you in January, and again here in February, but as things have went along, one thing or another didn't click. You could score points, but you gave up too many. Then there were times where you played well defensively, and you couldn't get the ball to go in the hole, and it sounds like to me, as I look at your scores, and I see that the scores improve, even if you don't get the W, that means things are starting to come together for you.
Yeah, we finally started to get a little bit more consistency, which is really one thing we've always struggled with. But I guess the biggest change for us has been our defensive intensity has picked up a lot more, which has given us more opportunities on the offensive end and more possessions to get a bucket now and then. So.
And you've got some kids that are starting, I think, to gain a little bit of confidence. They kind of came into the season not expected to be a scorer in any year past, but you need them for points this year. So it took them a while to get up to speed.
Absolutely, and that's what this year, you know, the big thing from this year has been some of these kids that maybe weren't expecting the outcomes that we're getting, but they're getting a lot of time and a lot of opportunities to improve their skill, improve their know-how of the game, and maybe do things they didn't expect themselves to do.
Matchup against Highmore Herald, a real interesting matchup, a long-time rivalry. Of course, the co-op in football means that there's a few friendships here and there, but in the end, I think both teams want to win, and it really gets to be a fun atmosphere for these kids to play in.
Absolutely. This is one you always look forward to. I know the kids look forward to it. We look forward to it. It's going to be high energy, high intensity from absolute tip-off, and we'll see how it goes the rest of the game.
And with what had happened with the school and the fire and things like that, this is almost a home game, and you can tell that by the number of Rustler faithful that are here tonight.
Yeah, and we absolutely appreciate that. We love when we get a lot of green in the stands. It makes us a lot more energetic, and hopefully we can keep it that way moving forward.
And win or lose, you got to get ready to go. I think you'll be playing on Monday night, which means that you've got to rebound quickly, rest quickly, or, you know, if you can do that, and get ready for whatever you got to do on Monday.
Yeah, and we're no strangers to it. I mean, the end of our schedule here has been pretty grueling. We had 4 games in 5 days. They understand that at this time of year, there's no excuses. We just got to show up and do what we got to do if we want to have any success.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Josh Holland, head coach of the Miller Rustlers. Our pregame interviews, our keys to success segment, brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a 60-second break. And we'll come back with starting lineups on KPMO.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic, PC, provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Starting lineup, friend.
brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The visitors from Miller First, the wrestlers, will work with a three-guard alignment, starting at one guard, Alex Schumacher, a sophomore at 5'10". The other guard, Caden Gortmaker. Gortmaker, a 5'8 senior. The third guard will be Memphis Prue. He is a 5'9 junior. Two forwards, Trevor Wirtle, one forward, a 6'3 junior, along with Cole McKinstry, a senior at 6'4". For the Miller wrestlers, Schumacher and Gortmaker, and Frew, the guards, Wirtle and McKinstry at forwards. For the Miller wrestlers who enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 3-16, their head coach is Josh Holland. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, in one guard, Grady Asby, a 5'11 senior. The other guard, Peyton McDonald, a senior at 5'10. The forwards, Carter Lamont, a 6'2 senior, along with Trey Knox, a junior at 6'4. And starting at center, the sophomore, Trey Cowan, he stands at 6'4". Asby and McDonald, the guards, Lamont knocks the forwards, Cowan at center. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, who enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 11-8. The head coach of the Highmore Herald Pirates, Scott Pekarik, as we get closer to the announcement of starting lineups on the floor here, we should mention that Miller will be probably be the number 7 seed of Region 2B, and also Highmore Herald, probably the number 5 overall seed when all is said and done. Both teams will be on the road to start their postseason campaign. Finally, in our pregame, the announcement of our game official from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Greg Blue, Matt Clark, and Brad McGurr. The announcement of our game officials are brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the Ponsonby State Farm Insurance pregame, and we will tip off next on KPLO.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds. Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Here in Highmore, they are taking a little extra time before the announcement of the starting lineups to honor the seniors that are part of the Highmore Herald basketball program over the years. They are being recognized here tonight in front of this capacity crowd. It gives us a little bit of extra time to let you know that we have high school basketball for you tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. It will be the semifinal round of Region 2B. We will be in Oneida as Highmore Herald takes on Sully Butte. Tip off at 2 o'clock, and we will have our pregame at around 1:40 tomorrow afternoon here on KPLO. And, of course, we wish the best of luck to the Miller Rustler girls as well. They are on the road traveling to Harriet Selby, and that will be on KMLO and also be available on our website, drgnews.com. Again, a 2 o'clock tip-off from Selby tomorrow afternoon. As pregame festivities continue here, let's again pause. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO. Our tip-off is next.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision in Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190. Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Westington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we're KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW. In Pierford Pier, drive sober or get pulled over. Our tip-off brought to you by the folks at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins. They'll treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Here is Highmore Herald as they win the tip first. Out front, they will work. It is Carter Lamont, Peyton McDonald, Grady Asby now, as he will work from the left side to the right. Down low, Trey Cowan. The turnaround is up, no good. And the rebound to Miller. Whoever Wertle will control the rebound for the Rustlers. Dressed in their road greens with the white and black numerals and trim. Highmore Herald, of course, in the home whites going to the rim. Hayden Gortmaker, he has it stripped away. A turnover for the Rustlers and good defense there by the Pirates. McDonald will drive and kick. Here's Lamont to the rim. The runner is no good. Carter will get his own rebound. Here is Trey Knox out front for Highmore Herald. And out front, and Highmore Herald will slow it down for the moment. McDonald will drive and kick. Lamont from the wing. Three ball is good. Carter Lamont gets the scoring underway for Highmore Herald. A 3-0 lead as we see a little pressure at half court. Miller will bring the ball into the front court. Schumacher, three ball. That is offline and no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Pirates. Lamont with it up the floor. Nobody picks him up. Lamont strong to the rim. Shot no good. Trey Cowan with the offensive rebound. He'll put it up and in. And a quick timeout taken by the Miller Rustlers. 30-second timeout with 6:35 remaining in quarter number one. 5-0 Pirates. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Helps you maximize your farm's productivity straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Out of the timeout, Miller will work with it. High post, Trevor Wirtle. Out front, Caden Gortmaker. He'll spin away from the defender. Pull-up jumper from 15 is no good. Rebound, Trevor Wirtle. He falls on his backside, and that's a travel. And Miller with their second turnover of the ball game. The ball will belong to Highmore Herald. And Miller will work with full court man pressure 2 minutes into the opening quarter as Highmore Herald leads by a 2-0 score. McDonald on the drive to the rim. Wild shot that's no good. Great Cowan with the offensive rebound, and he'll put it up and in, and a foul call. The personal will be on Memphis Frew, the junior with his first personal foul. Drake Cowan off to a fast start here as he has scored a quick 4 points. The chance at the three-point play, and the free throw is up, and it is good. 8-0 is our score. 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Again, Highmore Herald with pressure at half court. The Rustlers will handle as they bring it to their side of the half court stripe. It is Gortmaker. Now Schumacher. They'll run the offense. Schumacher trying to make a move, and the ball tied up, and a whistle and a foul call. Trey Knox diving for the loose ball wound up making contact with Alex Schumacher, and it will be the first foul of the ball game whistled against Highmore Herald. Rustlers will put it in play. Down low, Wirtle over the top of the defense. Shot no good, but a foul called as Craig Cowan picks up the personal. That will be his first foul. And for Miller, we will see Trevor Wirtle go to the free throw line. The 6'3 junior will get a pair of free throws here as he will attempt the first, and it is no good. A capacity crowd here in Highmore. One of the biggest crowds that we have seen all year. Of course, Highmore Herald and Miller, they have been rivals since time began, and not only are they the co-op in football, that just adds a little bit of fun to this rivalry, but they still, when they get on the basketball floor, whether it's boys or girls, some pretty intense games that we have covered over the years, and we expect this one to be down to the wire as well. Highmore Herald off to a good start. It's Knox on the move, tries to send it to the corner, and a pass through the hands of Carter Lamont, not a bounds, and it will be the first turnover of the ball game for Highmore Herald. It is an 8-1 lead for the Pirates with 5:15 remaining in the opening quarter. The Pirates, again with that full court pressure. Rustlers will handle as they get it across half court. Gortmaker on the move. Got away with a double dribble, but a bad pass turns it over. And here is Carter Lamont on the drive, and a foul called. And the foul, wait for him to sort things out here. There was a lot of contact there. Memphis Frew will wind up with the personal. It will be his second. And Carter Lamont will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Carter with 3 points in the ball game. He started out the contest with a three. The first of two free throws is up, and it is no good. Dylan Haas checks into the ball game for Miller. He is a 6'2 junior. Here is the second free throw attempt by Carter Lamont. That's up and good. He'll hit one of two to make it a 9-1 score. Inside of 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Schumacher up the floor to Haas, and Dylan will work to the left corner. Now Devin Gortmaker on the move. The jump stop, the kick to the baseline. This is Trevor Wirtle trying to operate. Down low, an entry pass, Cole McKinstry. It's tipped and knocked away. four turnovers on Miller. And here's Highmore Herald the other way. Lamont in the lane. The pull-up jumper rims in and out. No good. Trey Knox with the offensive rebound. He winds up on the deck, and a foul is going to be called on Miller. Greg Blue will make the call. The personal on Dylan Hass. It will be his first personal foul. Our officiating crew, Greg Blue, Matt Clark, and Brad McGurr. As the free throw by Trey Knox is up and good. 4.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Highmore Herald with a 10-1 lead, make it 11-1 now as Knox puts the second free throw up and good. And Highmore Herald already with 5 free throw attempts in this opening quarter as Devin Gortmaker tries to work to the corner. He loses the basketball out of bounds. He will go to the bench. Is checking into the ball game will be Adam Turner for the Rustlers. And now Miller will inbound on the baseline. As the inbound comes out front, Hass, now Wirtle, he'll try the three, and that's good. First field goal of the ball game, a Trevor Wirtle three for the Miller Rustlers. That makes it 11-4. As the Rustlers with pressure in the backcourt knock the basketball out of bounds. Highmore Herald again will put it in play. Lamont into the hands of Trey Knox. Then Knox will work the dribble across half court. The halfway mark of this opening quarter. McDonald on the right side with the left-hand dribble. He'll drive and kick. Tip basketball chased down by Trey Knox. He will work screen and roll with Trey Cowan. Trey makes a nice catch in traffic. And on the move, puts the ball up and in. 13-4. The lead, again at 9-4, Highmore Herald. Dylan Hass across half court. Alex Schumacher will come get the basketball. The Rustlers early in the shot clock will set things up. Schumacher on the move. High post to Wirtle at the free throw line. Down the lane, working against Cowan. And Trevor Wirtle will put it up and in. That time just got quick first step. Gave him just a little bit of position on Cowan, and Trake really couldn't do anything defensively except foul, and Wirtle's able to score the two, and it's 13-6. Here is Highmore Herald on the move. Carter Lamont slashes through the rim and scores the bucket. That makes it 15-6, and back to a 9-point ball game for Highmore Herald, a 9-point advantage. As Dylan Hass drives and fires, he will draw a foul. And for Trey Cowan, I believe it'll be on Cowan. We'll wait and see. It will be on the sophomore. And Trey will pick up his second personal foul. Free throws for Miller. The 6'2 junior, Dylan Hass, goes to the free throw line. And free throw number one will rim in and out, no good. Into the ball game for Highmore Herald is Mason Knox. He sees his first action. Second free throw by Hass is up and good. And more substitutions for the Pirates. We'll see Carson Stevenson, a 5'11 sophomore, checking into the ball game for Highmore Herald. A youngster that has heard head coach Scott McCarrick talk about. He gave up, or he's been able to pick up some and earn himself some minutes in this latter portion of the season. Steal by Miller. Highmore Herald with their second turnover. And the Rustlers with a foul, or drawing a foul in the backcourt. It will be on Carter Lamont, which will be his first. And for the Pirates, it will be the fourth team foul. As Adam Turner looks to inbound the basketball, puts it into the hands of Schumacher. Alex working against Grady Asby. He'll bring the basketball across half court. Schumacher screen and roll with Wirtle to the rim. Shot good. Trevor Wirtle. The big first quarter as well. He has 8 points. 15-9. The Pirate lead at a half dozen. 2:25 remains in the quarter. Here is Knox down low. Shot is up. No good. Pardon me. It is Mason Knox, who misses the shot. Here's Alex Schumacher on the drive. He will go to the rim and get free throws. Another foul called on the Pirate. Nobody went to stop him. Grady Asby will pick up the personal, and just some smart basketball there by Alex Schumacher. He just went to the rim to see what happened. And a lot of contact and a foul and a pair of free throws upcoming for the 5'10 sophomore who looks for his first points in the ballgame. Free throw number one is off the back iron and no good. Bryce Burke into the ball game. Grady Asby checks out. 15-9. Highmore Herald has the lead. 2:18 remains in the opening quarter. Second free throw is up, and it is no good. As Schumacher misses them both, and Trey Knox will get the rebound for the Pirates. Here's Carter Lamont across half court. Mason Knox back to Lamont. Trey Knox with it now as they go to Stevenson on the left wing. A couple dribbles, and he'll send it back. Lamont will try to attack. Good interior defense by the Rustlers. Now they try to feed inside. Lamont was on the move and passed off, and Miller stole it away, and then a double dribble on Alex Schumacher as he tried to lead the fast break, and both teams with a turnover. Highmore Herald with three, Miller with five if you're scoring at home. And here, Highmore Herald will put the ball in play. Leading by six at 15-9, inside of 2 minutes remain in this opening period. Trey Knox with a three. It's offline and no good. Mason Knox with the offensive rebound. That is no good. We battle for the position underneath, and Carson Stevenson, I believe, is going to be whistled for the push-off. And Matt Clark is on top of it, and Stevenson will pick up his first personal foul. Six team fouls against Highmore Herald. So that will help Miller. They should get some free throws here in the second quarter. Let's see what happens here in the first as Dylan Haas will work with it. Into the hands now of Andrew Knox, Adam Turner, and he traveled. And a turnover for Miller. That is their sixth of the contest. And the ball back into possession of the Highmore Herald Pirates. Minute and 28 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. It is Carter Lamont across half court for Highmore Herald. Lamont on the move. Carter Stevenson flashing to the baseline. Nice pass, and Stevenson with a nice finish on the baseline to score the two, and it's 17-9. Here's Trevor Wirtle on the move. Inside, in traffic. Shot up, no good by Andrew Knox, and then a foul on the rebound is going to be whistled against the Rustlers. The foul on Adam Turner will be his first personal foul, and for Miller, their fourth team foul of the first half. Back into the ballgame for Miller, Caden Gortmaker. As Dylan Haas will check out, and Miller will try to work with some full court pressure. Stevenson working against Adam Turner. Stevenson with the left-hand dribble crosses half court. Here is Trey Knox, pass inside, intercepted by Alex Schumacher. Here come the Rustlers in a hurry, and it's Turner, and he traveled again. Turnover number seven for Miller. The Pirates with an 8-point lead in the basketball as we work in the final minute of the opening quarter. Lamont, Stevenson, inside Mason Knox, and then a foul on Alex Schumacher. He came over to help out with the body check. Puts Mason Knox to the floor. The fifth foul committed by Miller in the first half. Highmore Herald will put it in play. Lamont to Knox, back to Lamont. The three taken, it's up, no good. Rebound Miller. Schumacher will work the basketball with the dribble across the half court stripe. The shot clock is off. Schumacher with a screen out front from Wirtle. Alex with it as he passes off. Caden Gortmaker now, screened by Wirtle. And again, good switching defensively by Highmore Herald. Nowhere really for Wirtle to go on the screen and roll. It was defended well. A jumper out on the wing, no good by Miller. Highmore Herald will get the rebound. It's McDonald for three at the buzzer, with a shot that is no good. Rebound Adam Turner. His shot at the buzzer is no good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 17-9. Highmore Herald has the lead. We're back for the second quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
The Miller Press provides one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards, and napkins, silverware, to-go containers, toilet tissue, and uniforms. They do customized printing on paper and clothing, and now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information at 114 West 3rd Street in Miller or call 853-3575. The Miller Press.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Start by Highmore Herald. They were able to build up an 8-point lead quickly in the opening quarter of this ball game, and then after that we traded baskets for about 6 minutes, and it's still an 8-point lead for Highmore Herald, 17-9, as we work here in the second quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Miller with an entry pass inside Trevor Wirtle. It's knocked away and stolen. Their eighth turnover, and here is Highmore Herald on the wing. Trey Knox. He'll penetrate and dish. It's Stevenson now down low. Burke back up top. Knox, the three taken. It rims in and out. No good. Bryce Burke goes high for the offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity. Here is Knox with the turnaround. That's off glass and no good. The rebound pulled down by Miller. 17-9, the lead for Highmore Herald. We work to the 7-minute mark remaining in the first half. Here's Devin Gortmaker out front with the crossover. He'll drive in traffic, and that's an offensive foul. The foul on Gortmaker will be his first personal foul. The turnover for Miller will be their ninth, and for the Rustlers, six team fouls committed in this first half, which means both teams will be in the bonus for the remainder of this second quarter. Peyton McDonald across half court. The wing now, Mason Knox back to McDonald. He'll work from the elbow, right side. The 15-foot jumper is good. Peyton McDonald, perhaps playing his final high school basketball game at home, will score the basket here. We're assuming a lot, but what we are assuming is that Highmore Herald will have to go on the road and travel to Ipswich in the opening round of the region. We'll look at things perhaps a little bit at halftime as a three taken after a Highmore Herald rebound off of a Miller miss. Pirates miss, but get the offensive rebound and another opportunity with McDonald into the hands of Trey Knox. We've played 2 minutes of this second quarter, and it's 19-9. Here's Carson Stevenson to the corner. Knox on the left side. He'll work the dribble back out front. Here's Dylan McDonald on the drive. Out to Stevenson. The open look and the three taken. It's up good. Carson Stevenson with the three ball. For Highmore Herald, and it's 22-9. The Pirates enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game. It is a 13-point advantage. Caden Gortmaker, high post, Trevor Wirtle. He'll fake and drive, double covered there. Kicks it out. On the wing, Derek Brueggemann. And he will work the basketball back to the top of the key. Shot clock at 12, as Brueggemann will work to his right. Out front it comes to Schumacher. He'll step to his right, fire the three. Mason Knox trying to close out will commit the personal foul, and three free throws upcoming for Alex Schumacher. Mason Knox with his first personal foul. And three free throws upcoming. For Alex Schumacher, and the first will rim in and out, no good. 0-of-3 from the free throw line in the first half is the 5'10 sophomore. His second free throw attempt is up, and it is good. And for Alex, his first point of the ball game makes it 22-10. Carter Lamont and Trey Knox will check out for Highmore Herald. Pirates with a 12-point lead, 22-10, with 5:22 remaining in the first half. Here is the third free throw attempt for Alex Schumacher, and that is up and good. 22-11, the Pirates out in front. Wrestlers with pressure. As Carson Stevenson drives along the right sideline and then has the ball knocked away. Pirates will keep possession as they inbound down low. It is to Burke, now Stevenson. Back to Burke as they play catch on the right side. Nice pass inside. Mason Knox with a shot that's up, no good. Rebound to Highmore Herald, or pardon me, to Miller. Will call a jump ball, and it will belong to the Pirates, who will inbound it underneath their own basket. Pirates have led by as many as 13. They lead by 11 here, and now 13 as Bryce Burke will score the basketball, and he'll get a chance at a three-point play. Getting there a little late defensively was Trevor Wirtle, and Wirtle picks up his first personal foul. The end one for Bryce Burke, the 6-foot junior. That free throw is up, no good. Rebound tipped, and it comes away to Miller. And here come the wrestlers. Up the right sideline, Weisler. Into the hands of Schumacher. Left open. The three is up and no good. Brueggemann with the, well, he had the offensive rebound, but Highmore Herald winds up coming away with it. And here are the Pirates across half court. Mason Knox. Left corner out to the wing, Stevenson. McDonald. Now Lamont to the free throw circle. The defender leaves him. He was wide open. He kicks it out to Bryce Burke instead. And the junior drops the three from the right side. 27-11. 16-point advantage now for Miller. Or for Highmore Herald. Here's Devin Gortmaker on the drive. He moves the basketball out of bounds. And the wrestlers with their 10th turnover of the contest. Mason Frew, or Memphis Frew, rather, will check back into the ballgame for Miller. As the Pirates will send Grady Asby back into the ballgame as Carson Stevenson checks up. Working to the halfway mark of the second quarter. It's 27-11 as the Pirates bring it across half court. McDonald to Burke to the corner, Asby. Grady will work from the corner, drives and kicks. It's Mason Knox. He can't get the trigger pulled. Asby will try to post up, spins left. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Miller. Here's Dylan House across half court. The junior will put the ball into the hands of Alex Schumacher. Alex will drive, and he's held, and a foul called on Grady Asby. Asby with his second personal foul, and as we mentioned, both teams over the foul limit. And free throws are upcoming here for Alex Schumacher, the 5'10 sophomore. 2 of 5 from the free throw line in this first half. The first of two, the 1-1 is up and good. Normally a real good free throw shooter, Alex Schumacher missed his first three free throw attempts, but has since hit three in a row, and he'll earn the second free throw as that is up and it is no good. And Highmore Herald will come away with the rebound. A 15-point lead for the Pirates at 27-12 as Highmore Herald will work the other way. Lamont. Now Asby into the hands of Peyton McDonald. McDonald with the dribble left, screen and roll to Mason Knox. Shot is good. The basket will count. And a foul is called. Mason Knox was just in rhythm there. It was kind of an off-balance shot, but in rhythm as he made the catch and went strong to the rim. Trevor Wirtle will be whistled for his second personal foul. The N1 is up, no good. Bryce Burke with the rebound off the missed free throw, and then another foul is going to be called on Miller. And again, it is Wirtle who will be whistled for the personal foul, and that is his third. Bryce Burke to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw number one is off the back iron and no good. Cole McKinstry into the ballgame as Trevor Wirtle checks out. A 29-12 score as we prepare for the second free throw. That one is up and good. Bryce will hit 1 of 2 to make it 30-12, and Pirates will go to their bench. Bryce Burke will check out. Checking into the ballgame, the senior Justin Weisler. As now Miller again, the look to inbound it. facing Highmore, Harold full court pressure. It comes in to Alex Schumacher, who works out front, loses the dribble. McKinstry will help out. Now the ball knocked away and stolen, a near steal, but instead a foul called on Peyton McDonald, and that will be his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 for Highmore Herald, as we will walk to the free throw line. And this is the 9th team foul, so the 9th team foul on Highmore Herald, 9 team fouls on Miller as well. The final 1-1 of the half for the Rustlers. Dylan Hess will toe the stripe, and the free throw is up good. 30-13 is our score with 3:22 remaining in this second quarter. Here comes free throw number 2. That is up, and it is no good. Weisler with the rebound, and here comes Highmore Herald. Asby to McDonald. Peyton with the crossover. He'll rock and fire. Shot is in and out. No good. Rebound Miller. The Rustlers will try to force the issue. Up the floor, Memphis through. Into the hands of Schumacher and back out front around the perimeter to the left side, right side. Dylan Hess up top and back to Schumacher. Alex will drive and fire and leaves it short. Rebound. Highmore Herald. Foul on Miller. As the personal. And a technical foul is going to be called on Miller as well. The foul on Cole McKinstry will be his first and then his second after the technical. And a double bonus situation here. Well, we have the technical first, and we will. Mason Knox will shoot a pair of free throws. And the first of two free throws is up and good. Second free throw is up and good as well. And now the victim of the foul, Carter Lamont, will go to the free throw line and he will shoot two. And then Highmore Herald will wind up with the basketball, and that will be a big exchange here for the Rustlers and for the Pirates as well, as they'll be able to extend the lead. First free throw is no good by Carter Lamont. Second free throw is up. That is good. And now the Pirates will wind up with the basketball at half court. Trey Knox will check in. Mason Knox will check out. A 33-13 score with 2:53 remaining in the first half. Rustlers trying to do things on the defensive end. The Pirates work with the basketball. McDonald to Asby. Out front and into the hands of Lamont again. Back to Asby. The right wing three is up, no good. Rebound to Dylan Hess, and here comes Miller. The Rustlers with the crossover, picking a pocket. It's Peyton McDonald. He goes to the rim and wanted to draw the foul, and he took a little bit of a sidestep to try to draw contact, and by doing that, committed the travel. So both teams with turnovers. Rustlers with 11, Pirates with 5 in this first half. 33-13, Miller will look to put it in play. Alex Schumacher with the dribble as he brings it across half court. Pass high post, Dylan Hess, and he is held. Foul is going to be whistled on Trey Knox, and that will be his second personal foul. Pair of free throws here for Dylan Hess, and we have seen numerous free throws, and we'll talk about a lot of free throw attempts in the first half of this ballgame. Both teams over the 10-foul limit, and both teams in the double bonus for the remainder of the half. Free throw number 1 is up good. Dylan Hess, the 6'2 junior, with 3 points, all of them from the free throw line. He is currently 3 of 5 from the stripe, and we await his 6th free throw attempt of the half, and it is up, and it is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Highmore Herald. 33-14 is our score. Pirates lead as we work to the 2-minute mark of the quarter. Here's Carter Lamont out front. as he works to his left. Asby, McDonald to the corner. Weisler, the three taken. That is up no good. Miller will get the rebound. And Alex Schumacher will bring the basketball across half court as the Rustlers trail by 19. The screen by McKinstry leaves Schumacher open. He'll try the three. It's up no good. Asby with the rebound. He will push across the time stripe. Now it's McDonald back to Asby. Weisler trying to post up. They throw the cross-court pass. It's Mason Knox now to the corner. Lamont back out to McDonald. Payton will fire the three. The shot no good. Rebound Miller, and then a foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. The personal will be on Payton McDonald. That personal foul number two. And again, we will walk to the Rustler end for free throws. And this will be the junior Memphis fruit. First of two is up good. Carson Stevenson in. Peyton McDonald will check out for Miller. We will see Caden Gortmaker check into the ballgame, and Dylan Hass will check out. Second free throw for Memphis Frew is up, and it is no good. And the Pirates will come away with the rebound. 33-15, an 18-point lead for the Highmore Herald Pirates. A minute 20 remains in the first half. Mason Knox, Grady Asby. The Pirates get patient here on this possession. It is Weisler. Now Lamont, Stevenson, back out front. Carter Lamont is open for three. That shot is short. Rebound pulled down by Miller. And the Rustlers will try to push the other way as Gortmaker crosses half court. Final minute of the first half. Through to the corner, Schumacher. Alex tries to drive, but good defense from Grady Asby. Now Gortmaker with it. He'll work into the lane. Shovel pass inside. Not expecting it was Gortmaker. Turnover Miller. And here come the Pirates as they bring it across half court. Lamont, right corner. He loses the dribble, but somehow gets the basketball back. It's to Asby. Now Lamont, 20 on the shot clock. 30 seconds remain in the first half. Stevenson, now Asby. Back to Lamont, who will attack the rim. Shot is up, no good, but a foul called, and it will be whistled on Miller. The foul on Memphis Frew will be his third personal foul. And Carter Lamont with another pair of free throws for the Highmore Herald Pirates. 22 seconds remain in the first half. It's 33-15. The Carter Lamont free throw is up and good. Carter with 8 points in the first half as the Pirates have a 34-15 lead. Here's the second free throw. That is up and good by Lamont. And Highmore Herald has pushed the lead to 20. With pressure in the backcourt, Miller brings it across the time stripe. As time winds down here in the half. Schumacher, now to the wing, and a three taken. That is up and good by Andrew Knox. 35-18 with two, with one. Asby from three-quarter court. And that is no good, and we are at the halftime break. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment in my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Of course, you can shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated Foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals and are available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Corson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Back here at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore, we are at halftime of our final regular season boys basketball contest of the year, an up-and-down affair. We have seen a ton of free throws as the Highmore Herald Pirates, who got off to an 8-1 start to start the ball game, have opened up a 17-point lead at the halftime break. It is 35-18 as we look at the individual scoring. First time I played bingo this year, and I didn't win. Oh. Let's look at individual scoring in the ballgame for Miller first. Trevor Wirtle leading the way. He has scored 8 points. Alex Schumacher with three. Andrew Knox with 3 points in the ballgame. Dylan Hass with 3 points in the ballgame. And Memphis Frew adds 1 point to the cause, and a total of 18 for Miller here at halftime. The Rustlers went to the free throw line 17 times in the first half, and they were 8 of 17 from the free throw line. 12 turnovers committed by the Miller Rustlers in the first half. The Rustlers do have foul issues. Trevor Wirtle and Memphis Frew, two players that started the ball game, had to go to the bench in the second quarter after each picked up their third personal foul. For the Highmore Herald Pirates, a very balanced scoring attack. Carter Lamont leading the way. He has 9 points. 7 for Trey Cowan. Bryce Burke has 6. Mason Knox with 4 points. Carson Stevenson with 5 points in the ballgame. As the Pirates have gotten 15 points off of their bench in the first half. 7 points for Trey Cowan. 1 point for Trey Knox. And 2 for Peyton McDonald. And a total of 35 in the first half for Highmore Herald. Pirates went to the free throw line 13 times. They were 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Highmore Herald with 5 turnovers in the first half of basketball. And for Highmore Herald, no one with 3 personal fouls, but 4 players with 2. Grady Asby with 2 personal fouls. Peyton McDonald with 2 personal fouls. Trey Knox, Drake Cowan, both with 2 personal fouls
in the ball game for Highmore Herald. We look at the Region 2B standings. We look at Highmore Herald. They are the number 4 overall seed currently, and I think win or lose, they're not going to be able to catch Ipswich as far as the seed, as far as the number 4 seed is concerned. So Highmore Herald will go to Ipswich on Tuesday night in their first round game of Region 6B. Miller will be the number 8 overall seed, possibly could host North Central. We'll see. They are very close as far as seeding points are concerned. We'll see how things sort out for them as well. Actually, when you look at things, Miller probably will be the number 8 overall seed and will host North Central in their first round matchup. That will be on Monday, as they will have to play their way into this Region 2B semi or quarterfinal round. They'll take on North Central on Monday night. Sunshine Bible Academy at Sully Buttes, the other play-in game from Region 2B. Of course, we will have girls basketball action for you tomorrow afternoon as Highmore Herald travels to Sully Buttes. This is a semifinal round matchup of Region 2B on the girls' side. We'll get things underway with our pregame at around 1:40 and a 2 o'clock scheduled tip-off from Oneida. Of course, we wish the best of luck. We will have Highmore Herald versus Sully Buttes live on air and online at the website drgnews.com on the KPLO page. Harry and Selby hosting Miller. That is the other semifinal round game from Region 2B. That is on KMLO. And, of course, we'll have live video of that ball game as well if the Miller fans can't make the trip to Harriet to see Miller's wrestler girls in action. And so we'll have that available for you on KMLO. Go to the KMLO page at our website, drgnews.com. A 35-18 halftime score. And Miller will have the basketball when we start the second half. We will pause for 2 minutes and return. This is Regional High School Basketball from KPLO.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair, and put down the bubble wrap.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, we are KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, K263AW at Pier Ford Pier. You bruise, you cruise, you lose. Our second half throw-in brought to you by the folks at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Ocoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar on good quality trade-ins, and they will treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as the Rustlers will have the basketball to start the second half. Here's Caden Gortmaker as he will work the handle out front. Peyton McDonald with a near steal. Now Gortmaker will drive and shovel pass. It's tipped. Gortmaker gets it back and then drives and loses the basketball out of bounds. We should do just one little bit of house cleaning here, housekeeping here for this matchup. Highmore Herald at Selby Buttes. That is in Oneida tomorrow afternoon. Miller versus Harriet Selby. That game will be played at Selby. It's still a 2 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have it for you on KMLO as Highmore Herald comes out of the their first possession of the second half, and a three from Trey Knox makes it 38-18. And we're underway here on the third quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. A Trevor Wirtle three is off the back iron and no good. Wirtle tried to follow his shot and chase down the rebound and lost it as he tried to get possession of it. It goes out of bounds and the ball will belong to the Pirates. A minute into the third quarter and the Pirates have extended to a 20-point advantage. They had that late in the second. Their biggest lead of the ball game. Corner three, an open look for Trey Knox. The three is up, no good. Miller will get the rebound. 38-18 is our score. The Rustlers head the other way. Schumacher on the right wing. The step back and the three ball is up, good. Alex Schumacher's first field goal of the ball game as he hits the three to make it 38-21. Highmore Herald trying, or Pirates working with the basketball. Miller really trying to extend on the defensive end, but Miller sees Highmore Herald move the ball quickly, and then Trey Knox in the baseline makes a move to the rim and will draw a foul. Memphis through with the personal, and that will be his fourth foul. Going to the free throw line for Highmore Herald will be the 6'4 junior Trey Knox. One of two from the free throw line in the first half. And the first free throw of two is up, and it is no good. Here's the second free throw. That will rim in and out, no good. And Miller will come away with the rebound. Pirates back defensively as they play a man-to-man. Dylan Haas, he just checked in. Back around the perimeter. This is Gortmaker on the move. Shot no good. Rebound Trey Knox. He'll lead the break. Long pass Carter Lamont to the rim. Layup good. Carter Lamont will score the basket. He has 11 points. And it's 40-21. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Schumacher down low, Wirtle on the move. He's tripped up and a foul on Trey Cowan. Cowan should be well rested. He scored 7 points quickly in the opening quarter. He picks up his third personal foul here. After he picked up his second, he was out of the ballgame for the remainder of the first half. But picks up a foul here that will send Trevor Wirtle to the free throw line. The 6'3 junior, one of two from the stripe, is now, we wipe up a little perspiration down on the floor. We've got a good crew of officials here. Brad McGurr, Matt Clark, Greg Blue. Three of the area's best, and are also three of the most good-natured officials that you will work with. Even when I get the opportunity down on the floor, I'll question a call or two during the JV game just for fun, and I don't get much grief from it. Free throw by Wirtle, a line drive that's up and good to make it 40-22. Here's the second free throw. That is up and that is no good. Rebound Highmore Herald. Mason Knox back into the ballgame as Trey Cowan will take a break after he picked up his third foul. Here are the Pirates down low. McDonald, tough shot in traffic. It's no good. Trevor Wirtle will get the rebound. And here is Alex Schumacher across half court. To the wing now, Gortmaker. Devin with a round-the-back pass, Trevor Wirtle. He will work on the baseline. Tries to spin away from the defense and spun over-rotated. Commits the travel. If it would have been a 180, it's fine. He did about a 240 in the extra step as a travel. And that is the 16th, making the 14th turnover of the ballgame for Miller. Highmore Herald leading 40-22. Carter Lamont right side. Grady Yasby up top. Now Trey Knox. Pass inside. Ball tipped and stolen. Good defense there by Miller. And then Highmore Herald is able to knock the basketball free. We will battle. And in the end, The ball will belong to Highmore Harrell. So Miller steals it. Highmore Harrell steals it back, and we trade turnovers. And with 5 minutes remaining in the quarter, we'll wipe up a little perspiration once again. And with this large crowd that we have here, and of course, it's been cold the last few days, a ball game here last night, the girls matchup as Highmore Harrell played Lower Brule. You have the furnace on, and then you get a whole crowd of people. We are near capacity here with seating on the stage at the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium this evening. The temperature's starting to warm up a little bit as well, and with all of that, a little sticky in here. Miller. He's Highmore Harrell work inside. The turnaround by Mason Knox is up and good. That makes it 42-22. Here's Dylan Haas. He will drive. Devin Gortmaker on the right side. Bullet pass inside to Wirtle. He'll work into the lane, and a whistle and a reach and a foul called on Highmore Harrell. Carter Lamont with the personal. That will be his second. For Highmore Harrell, their second team foul. Rustlers will inbound it on the baseline as the ball will come in to Dylan Haas. There defensively, Carter Lamont. He almost forced the turnover. Now Schumacher with it. He'll try the deep ball, and it's up good. Second three of the quarter for Alex Schumacher. It's 42-25. Here is Highmore Harrell the other way. Asby McDonald back to Asby. Now Lamont as they work the perimeter. Asby at the point will work the dribble to the right. Now goes to Lamont. Back out front and around the perimeter. They try to go inside Mason Knox. Ball is knocked free and stolen. It's tied up and a jump ball called. This time on the alternating possession. It will belong to Miller. And for Highmore Harrell, a turnover. And that is their seventh of the ballgame. Halfway through the third quarter, it's 42-25. Schumacher with the dribble. Works across half court. Now Dylan Haas will try to operate. Goes to Schumacher. Now Gortmaker. Around the perimeter, they try to force it inside. But Miller is able to get the basketball back. And then Devin Gortmaker loses it. Up the floor, it's Dylan McDonald, or Peyton McDonald, rather, to the rim. He will score the two. 44-25. Back to a 19-point lead for Highmore Harrell. Their biggest lead has been 20. Schumacher, high post Wirtle, down the lane. He'll get to the rim. Shot is no good. Foul is going to be called on Trey Knox. Knox with his third personal foul. It will be the third team foul for Highmore Harrell in the second half. Trevor Wirtle shooting two. He is 2 of 4 in the ballgame tonight. He scored 9 points. Make it 10 as the first of two free throws is up and good. Bryce Burke into the ballgame as Trey Knox will check out. Also back into the ballgame for Highmore Harrell, Carson Stevenson, the 5'11 sophomore. 44-26 is our score as Trevor Wirtle will toe the stripe for his second free throw attempt. And that is good. 44-27. Pressure in the backcourt for Miller. The Pirates slowly working across half court. And, of course, they can run a little time here. They can also get the ball inside like they do there. And down low, it's Mason Knox who scores the two. 46-27. We head the other way as Miller is on the attack. Schumacher on the drive. Dylan Haas. He will work into the lane. Off-balance shot is up, no good. Rebound, Highmore Harrell. Pirates will run. It is Lamont Stevenson. Layup, no good. Rebound off of Miller and out of bounds. It will belong to the Pirates. Two Miller players went after the rebound at the same time. Neither could control it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Into the ballgame for Miller, Derek Brueggemann. As Highmore Harrell puts it in play. Here is Asby. Into the hands of Lamont now. He's left open. High arching jumper is up, no good. Backside rebound, Stevenson. Now Bryce Burke with it, and he's going to be called for a travel. Turnover number 8 for the Pirates, their third of this third quarter. And Miller with another offensive opportunity as they get the defensive stop here. But not only do they need to get a few more defensive stops, They need to get a little more efficient on the offensive end. They will go inside. It's to Trevor Wirtle. It's through his hands and turned over. And here is Highmore Harold the other way. Asby across half court, down low. This is Stevenson to kick out to Lamont. Carter on the drive to the rim. Shot is good. Carter Lamont scoring the basketball. He has 13, 48-27. The lead at 21. As we are inside of 2 minutes remaining in the quarter, Alex Schumacher on the move. From the left elbow, the 15-foot jumper is no good. Rebound, Highmore Harold. It is Asby. Now Bryce Burke to Carter Lamont. Lamont will drive, leaves for Asby. Grady will drive, and they'll pitch it back around the perimeter. Here's Stevenson on the baseline. He will drive and kick. They get it to Asby. Grady will drive. He'll get to the rim. Shot blocked there. Dylan Haas makes the defensive play. And here come the Rustlers as they push across half court. In rhythm, a three taken. That is offline and no good by Dylan Haas. And the rebound picked up by Highmore Harrell. Minute 10 remains in the quarter. It's 48-27 Pirates. Here is Highmore Harrell out front. Burke. Now Asby. Lamont on the wing. He'll drive and he's held and a foul called. And the personal will be on Dylan Haas, and that will be his second personal foul. Second team foul in the half for Miller as Justin Weisler checks into the ball game. Carter Lamont will check out. Grady Asby with the inbound. The Mason Knox shot is up, no good. Miller will come away with the rebound. Another defensive stop, but not able to put the ball in the basket is Miller. Here's Dylan Haas on the drive. He'll work the off-balance jumper from the right side of the lane. Shot is up good. Dylan Haas with the two. 48-29. 40 seconds remain in the third quarter. Here's Carson Stevenson down low. Mason Knox to the rim. He will score the two. Mason Knox with 10 points off the bench for Highmore Harrell. Shot clock is off as Miller brings the basketball across half court. 24 seconds remain in the quarter. Here is Schumacher on the move. The step back, but good defense from Asby. Now Dylan Haas with it. He will work from the left side to the right. Pass up top, ball tipped. Wirtle will come away with it. Trevor will drive. Kicks it to the corner, Adam Turner. Turner will go back to Wirtle. Out front, Haas with three, with two. Dylan will have to force. The shot is up, no good, and that is the end of quarter number three. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Highmore Harold 50 and Miller 29 as we go to the fourth quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC. The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com, as we bring you video and audio online anywhere in the world. As we bring you this matchup, our coverage of regional high school basketball, the final regular season game for the boys of 2022. Here is Trey Cowan down low for Highmore Harold. The skyhook is up, no good, but a foul. Going to be whistled on Trevor Wirtle. That will be his fourth personal foul. Third team foul for Miller in this second half. And Trey Cowan going to the free throw line. Drake had 7 first half points, but then had foul trouble and had to set for a majority of the second, or the first and the second quarter. And then he picked up his third early in the third quarter and set for the remainder of the third quarter. And he's back to work here. Second free throw is up, no good. And rebound Miller, and then a foul. On Carter Lamont, and that's his third personal foul. The Pirates, let's see, they'll call the foul. Carter Lamont picks up his third. It's the fourth team foul. We talk about good-natured officials, and again, as again we wipe up perspiration, and Nate McDonald wipes the basketball off on the shirt of official Matt Clark, and he has a good laugh with it as Miller works inside. Shot up, no good. Trevor Wirtle with the offensive rebound. His putback won't go there, but another foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. It will be whistled on Trey Knox, and for Trey, that is his fourth personal foul. And Trevor Wirtle to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first is up good. 50-29 is our score. As Mason Knox will check in, Trey Knox will check out. And here is Trevor Wirtle's second free throw attempt for the Miller Rustlers, and it is no good. 50-30, a 20-point lead for Highmore Herald. The Pirates on their way to finishing their regular season 12-8. They will be the 5 seed of Region 2B and will be on the road at Ipswich on Tuesday night. Here is a 3 for Carter Lamont. It rims in and out, no good. Dylan Haas will get the rebound. And Miller will work the other way in a hurry. Here is Schumacher on the drive. Off it comes. He puts the ball into the hands of Andrew Knox. Back to Schumacher, who tries the 3. The shot, no good. Rebound to Highmore Herald. Asby right side. To the corner, Lamont. He'll try another 3. That shot is no good. And Miller will get the rebound. On the move, this is Schumacher. To the corner, Brueggemann. Back out front, Dylan Haas. 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. It's a 20-point lead for Highmore Herald. Wirtle, Schumacher, 3 ball. Good! The basket will count for Alex Schumacher, and a foul is called. Trying to close out there with Peyton McDonald as he chased the play. He will pick up his third personal foul, and Alex Schumacher, who has scored 9 points in this second half, he'll get a chance at a 4-point play as the 3 was up and good. Again, we'll wipe up some perspiration off the floor here in Highmore. Of course, we have mentioned before, a very, very good crowd here tonight from both sides. Highmore Herald and Miller. It always is a good time when these two teams get together. The N1 for Schumacher is up and no good. Highmore Herald will get the rebound. 50-33 Pirates. And they bring it up the floor. Here's Peyton McDonald. Carter Lamont on the move. Lamont to the rim. Way up good. Carter Lamont with 15 points. 52-33. Schumacher across half court for Miller. Dylan Haas will flash to the rim. Ball knocked away and stolen. It's Asby with the steal. It's Asby up the floor. Layup no good, but there to foul McDonald. That shot won't go down. And Miller will get the rebound. Schumacher the other way. He'll stop and pop for 3, and it's money. Alex Schumacher with the 3, and a timeout taken by Highmore Herald. This is a full timeout with 5:47 remaining. 52-36 Pirates. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Miller Rustler fans, it's time to get your green on. Be true to your school and show your Miller Rustler pride with ready-to-wear Rustler t-shirts and sweatshirts from the Miller Press. Stop into the Miller Press office at 114 West 3rd Street. They can help you get your green on and show that great Miller pride. The Miller Press is published weekly on Wednesdays with everything you need to know regarding Miller area news and sports. They also provide commercial printing and check out their e-edition too at themillerpress.com.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead, maximizing your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. The Pirates, out of the timeout, will meet Miller full court pressure. Give Miller a lot of credit. They're 3-16, trail by 20, but still continue to work hard. And they can build on that as the Pirates work inside. Ball knocked away and stolen. Long pass, a dangerous pass. Andrew Schumacher got it up the floor and tried to dump it inside to Bergman, and Derek couldn't hang on to it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Both teams with a turnover, and Highmore Herald with the basketball. 52-36, the Pirates still with a 16-point lead, and they're in control of this ballgame as we work our way through this fourth quarter. Pirates with it. McDonald, crossover, on the move. Now Justin Weisler. Ball lost out of bounds by the Pirates. Their 10th turnover of the ball game tonight. 5 minutes remain. It's 52-36. We thought a moment ago that we could chalk this up as a victory for Highmore Herald. They're still in control, but a couple threes here could change everything. As the Pirates get the ball inside, a miss by Dylan Hass is no good. A Trevor Wirtle offensive rebound won't go down. A foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. Foul on Justin Weisler will be his first. And to the free throw line, Trevor Wirtle, his seventh and eighth free throw attempts of the second half, as he will attempt the first of two, and it is off the back iron and no good. This is the 26th free throw attempt, 27th. No, the 26th free throw attempt for Miller in this ball game, and it is up and it is good, and a timeout taken by Miller. It's a 15-point ball game with 4:43 remaining. Miller will take the full timeout. We'll take it with him. 52-37, Highmore Herald. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals and are available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
Miller will set up pressure coming out of the timeout as Highmore Herald brings the basketball into their front court. Carson Stevenson picked up his dribble on the right wing, and he was in trouble, and a 5-second count was on, and Highmore Herald takes a timeout here. That is their second charge timeout of the ball game. This will be a 30-second break with 4:34 remaining And again, the Pirates leading by 15. It's 52-37. Girls basketball action will come your way tomorrow on KPLO. We will be in Oneida as Highmore Herald takes on Sully Buttes. 1:40 with the pregame. Tip-off scheduled for 2 o'clock from Oneida. Miller takes on Harriet Selby. That game being played in Selby, and they will tip off at 2 o'clock as well. And that's available for you on KMLO and also available at drgnews.com. Good job by Highmore Herald on the inbounds play. Trey Knox open on the baseline. He scores the two. It's 54-37. Here are the Rustlers as they work the ball inside. Ball is tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Highmore Herald. The Rustlers will have the basketball. Alex Schumacher will inbound it deep in the left corner. As Schumacher will try to put it in play, and that's a 5-second count on Miller. That is their 20th turnover of the ball game, and you get a couple plays, you start thinking that Miller is starting to build up a little bit of momentum, and a couple plays later, Highmore Herald gets a turnover and gets a basket, and all of a sudden, even though we thought they were still in control of the ball game, they're able to extend the lead. We'll see what they do on this possession. Down low, Trey Cowan. He dribbles it off his foot, and it's turned over. 11 turnovers now in the ball game for Highmore Herald. And here is Derek Brueggemann. He'll try the three, and that ball will go out of bounds. Brueggemann will check out. Adam Turner will check into the ball game. It is still 54-37 with 3:50 remaining. The inbounds will come in. McDonald on the drive. Knox right corner. The three taken. It's up no good. Rebound McDonald. He just out-hustled everybody to the rebound there. Here's Carson Stevenson back out front. Lamont now with it. He'll try to slow things down and work the clock just a little, and then Miller will steal it. Alex Schumacher with the steal. Alex to the rim, and his layup is good. Alex Schumacher will score the bucket to make it 54-39 as we work to the three-minute mark remaining. 15-point lead for Highmore Herald. McDonald on the drive, and he's held in a foul call. The personal is on Adam Turner, the junior with his second personal foul. The fourth team foul on Miller. Highmore Herald will look to inbound it. The inbounds will come to Cowan. Now Stevenson out front. Pirates will run the clock inside of 3 minutes remaining on this possession. And on the drive, getting to the rim, Carter Lamont. Shot is up, no good. A foul called on Andrew Knox. And Highmore Herald with more free throw attempts. Their fifth and sixth attempts of the first half. Carter Lamont at the, or the second half, pardon me. Carter Lamont at the line. 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. He has scored 15 points. Free throw is up, no good. Trey Knox will check out. Mason Knox back into the ballgame for Highmore Herald. 3:01 remains in this ballgame. And here is the second free throw, and it's good. Lamont will hit 1 of 2. And now Miller turns the basketball over on the inbound. Down low, Stevenson. And Carson goes to the rim and scores the two. He has 7 points in the ballgame. 57-39. And just like that, the lead back to 18. And here, Alex Schumacher off of a screen will try a three. That shot is no good. The rebound will go out of bounds and will belong to Highmore Herald. Adam Turner will check in for the Rustlers. They will finish up their regular season 3-17 as the Pirates lose the basketball out of bounds. Now Derek Brueggemann will check in. Adam Turner will check out. And the Rustlers will look to inbound it. Out front, Dylan Haas. Screen from Wirtle. Haas will try to drive. Good defense there by McDonald. The kick out to Brueggemann. The three is up, no good. Rebound loose. It is still loose. It's out of bounds, and And it will belong to Highmore Herald. There are players hitting the deck all over the place on that play. And one of the things that both of these coaches talked about was just getting some... Well, you want 32 minutes of effort. We have seen that from both of these teams here tonight, regardless of what the score is. Pirates with an 18-point lead as we work our way through 2 minutes remaining. And here is Trey Knox, and he gets into the air and doesn't get rid of the basketball. And that's a traveling travel, and that is a turnover for Highmore Herald. Pirates opened up an 8-1 lead early in this ballgame. They wound up leading 17-9 as Carter Lamont makes the defensive play and then a foul committed by Miller. As the personal is going to be whistled on Derek Bergman. The eighth grader picks up his first foul. Team foul number 6, Turner in, Bergman out for Miller. As the Pirates will look to inbound it. Here is Grady Asby. Bounce pass to Knox. Back to Asby. Out front, Mason Knox. Pirates will work the perimeter. They leave Knox open. Mason will try a three. The shot is up. No good. Tip up by Trey Cowan is no good. Cowan had inside position there as he went for the tip up or tip back. And then a foul called on Miller. And Andrew Knox with his second personal foul. And now the Rustlers, with fresh faces abound, and Trey Cowan will be at the free throw line to shoot two. One of three from the free throw line. He has scored 7 points. Free throw number one is up and good. Everybody went after the rebound, but it was actually a two-shot situation anyway. And now Peyton McDonald will check out of the ballgame. Remember, it's senior night for these Highmore folk youngsters at home. Trey Cowan with the second free throw. That is up and good. Trey Cowan will check out. Bryson Brighton Converse, a 6-foot senior, will check into the ballgame. Here are the Rustlers with it as they work inside. Ball is knocked away and stolen as Grady Asby makes the defensive play. Now it's Weisler. Dakota Hubbard in the ballgame. He'll get a touch out front. Here is a pass inside. It's Weisler on the baseline and back out. Brighton Converse with a three, and that is up good. The 6-foot senior drains the three ball, and it's 62-39 with a minute 22 remaining. Here's Caden Gortmaker out front for Miller. Ian Speck with it. Speck will work inside, fakes and fires. Shot is good. The basket will count, and a foul is called. The 6-foot freshman will get a chance at a 3-point play. The foul on Brighton Converse, and that will be his first foul. And now more substitutions as Kobe Asby checks into the ballgame. Number 31, Philip Glynnis, into the contest. Ian Speck with the chance at the 3-point play. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Miller. That putback won't go. Another offensive rebound. It's Luke Johnson on the inside. That shot won't go, and as they let him play just a little bit, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Highmore Herald. The foul on Philip Glynnis will be his first personal foul. 9 team fouls on Highmore Herald. And shooting the front end of a 1-1, Ian Speck. Free throw is up, no good. That's actually a two-shot situation. Briggs Runge into the ballgame for the Rustlers. Free throw up and good by Speck. He will hit one of two. 62-42, final minute of the ball game, as both of these teams will prepare for the postseason run that will come next week. Dakota Hubbard, three off glass. It's no good. Ian Speck with the rebound for the Rustlers. Gortmaker will lead the break across half court. With the round-the-back move, he will go to the rim, and he is going to be called for an offensive foul. And now Miller. Again, we'll work with full court pressure. Dawson Hale in the ballgame as well for the Pirates. I think we've got everybody mentioned. It's Kobe Asby will handle out front. And about a five-second differential shot clock to game clock. Highmore Herald content to play the keep-away game. Here is Hale into the free throw lane. Back out to Asby and around the perimeter. Converse. Stay with us during the post game. We will have the big play of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo. And also, our player of the game is Davin Bossert. Handles the basketball out front. And he is going to be called for a double dribble. Pirates will inbound as they send David Stagg into the ball game. He will check in, and Philip Glennis will check out. And I think everybody that was in uniform sees action here tonight. Pirates will cross half court. That's all they need to do. And Kobe Asby will dribble out the final 5 seconds of the ballgame. 62-42 is our final. As Highmore Herald closes out their regular season with the victory, scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierce. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And we're back in 3 minutes with the postgame on KPLO.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkerson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with postseason equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair and put down the bubble wrap.
But John Neff back at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball postgame underway. As we will talk about a victory for the Highmore Herald Pirates, 62-42 in this ball game, as the Pirates got the lead early and cruised to their 12th victory of the season. Miller had their moments, but just too many turnovers in this ball game and too many scoring droughts. They had one about every quarter and just could not get going offensively at a consistent enough level to continue to score at the pace that Highmore Herald did. And 23 turnovers in the ball game for Miller did not help their cause as well. Let's look at individual scoring. We'll talk about Miller first. The Rustlers had two double-figure scorers, and they were led by Alex Schumacher, who scored 17 points, 14 of them coming in the second half. Trevor Wirtle with 15 points in the ball game. Dylan Haas with 5. Andrew Knox with 3. Ian Speck with 3 points in the ball game late, and a free throw for Memphis through a total of 42 for Miller. Rustlers went to the free throw line 28 times tonight. They wound up going 14 of 28 from the free throw line. And as we mentioned, turnovers were an issue for Miller. The Rustlers with 23 turnovers tonight. For Highmore Herald, two double-figure scorers led by Carter Lamont, the 6'2 senior with 15 points. Mason Knox with 10 points off the bench. 9 points for Trey Cowan. Carson Stevenson with 7 points. Trey Knox with 6. Peyton McDonald with 4. Bryce Burke off the bench with 6 points as well for Highmore Herald. The Pirates score 62 in the ball game tonight. Highmore Herald goes to the free throw line 21 times. They were 13 of 21 from the free throw line. And the Pirates with 14 turnovers in the contest. Highmore Herald led at all quarter stops 17-9 at the end of the opening quarter, led 35-18 at halftime. They opened up a 23-point lead in the second half, led 50-29 after three quarters of play, and then win this ball game by a final of 62-42. Again, with the victory, Highmore Herald finishes their regular season 12-8. They will be the 5 seed of Region 2B. They will take on Ipswich on Tuesday night. Miller drops their record to 3-17. They are the number 7 seed of Region 2B. They will host North Central, probably at Sunshine Bible Academy. That will be a play-in game on Monday night with the right for the right to advance in the Region 2B playoffs. But the regular season for both of these teams has come to an end. Postseason begins next week. Our post game continues after a 3-minute break. Lots to talk about. We'll update some scores on the final night of the high school basketball season. We have our big play of the game, our player of the game announcement, and more. As post game continues, we're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils, bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brettfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
Miller Rustler fans, it's time to get your green on. Be true to your school and show your Miller Rustler pride with ready-to-wear Rustler t-shirts and sweatshirts from the Miller Press. Stop into the Miller Press office at 114 West 3rd Street. They can help you get your green on and show that great Miller pride. The Miller Press is published weekly on Wednesdays with everything you need to know regarding Miller area news and sports. They also provide commercial printing and check out their e-edition too at themillerpress.com.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low-overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Both game continues here in Highmore as we talk about a victory for the Highmore Herald Pirates, 62-42. Highmore Herald finishes their regular season 12-8, and their postseason adventure starts on Tuesday. Here's some other scores around Class B. Wall outlasts Faith in a shootout in Wall, 84-81 the final in that ball game. Dupree takes care of Tekini. That is a 61-32 score. Sanborn Central Woonsocket over Wessington Springs, 45-43. Other scores, Sully Buttes with just starting the fourth quarter has the lead over North Central. It's 44-26. Leola Frederick knocks off Ipswich, 39-31. Northwestern over Hitchcock Tulare, 82-62. Less than a minute remains in the ballgame in Presho. The number two ranked team in Class B, White River, leading Lyman 66-56. Jones County, they knock off New Underwood 58-47. Kadoka knocks off Phillip, or they're leading Phillip. They're actually in the third quarter. This is a high scoring ball game, 53-46. Potter County in Region 2B, they defeat Timber Lake tonight, 83-63. And Iroquois Gudolin knocks off Sunshine Bible Academy, 63-53. The Class A ranks, Chamberlain closes out their regular season with a win, 68-40. They go on the road and knock off McLaughlin. Bennett County defeats Ulrichs, 53-46. Mobridge Pollock defeated by Belle Fouche tonight, 69-48, the score in that ball game. Let's see, other scores. Hanson knocks off Elkton Wake Benton, 54-34. And that's pretty much the score. Stanley County, Cheyenne Butte, no score in that ball game. But a very important contest in Region 7A or 6A as both of those teams close out the regular season. Of course, we'll wait until the pairings are set. We'll make our selections, our decisions on where we're going to go for postseason basketball next week as we follow the boys. We'll make that decision over the weekend, and we'll let you know what we're doing on Monday. We'll have coverage of the postseason somehow, somewhere for the boys. On perhaps Monday, on Tuesday, and then again on Friday, right here on KPLO and other stations of the DRG Media Group. Time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game, and it had to be the way the ball game started. Highmore Herald controlled the tip, didn't score in the first possession, but scored on the second. It was a Carter Lamont three to get the scoring underway. The Pirates opened up an early 8-1 lead, and they set the tone in this ball game, and they played with the lead for the entire four quarters. They win by a final of 62-42, and that is our big play of the game that's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, the player of the game. That is next, and it is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at our player of the game. We look at the nominees. On the Highmore Herald side, 15 points for Carter Lamont as he led the scoring for the Pirates. Mason Knox with 10 points off the bench. Trey Cowan in his minutes on the floor. He battled with foul trouble all game long, but wound up with 9 points in the ballgame. He really helped Highmore Herald get off to a fast start in the ball game. On the Miller side, 15 points for Trevor Wirtle. We're going to go with Alex Schumacher as our player of the game. The 5'10 sophomore was held to 3 points in the first half, but he scored 17. He hit four threes quickly in the third and fourth quarters, and kind of helped Miller stay within striking distance for a while there in the second half. Then the quick shooting and the offense from Alex Schumacher earns him our player of the game. And he, the player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Again, postseason basketball for the girls tomorrow afternoon on KPLO. We will be in Oneida. Highmore Herald will take on Sully Buttes in a Region 2B semifinal matchup. Pregame at around 1:40, and we'll have the tip-off at 2 o'clock. For you Miller Wrestler fans, Miller travels to Selby to take on Harriet Selby. That is a Region 2B semifinal matchup. We'll have that game for you on KMLO tomorrow afternoon. Again, a 1:40 or so pregame with the tip-off scheduled for 2 o'clock. Both games will be available online at the station pages, either KPLO for Highmore Herald, KMLO for Miller, available online at our website, drgnews.com. And, of course, we'll make the decision over the weekend where we are going as far as postseason basketball is concerned for the boys on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday nights next week. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight has been brought to you by C&B Operations John Deere, Kent Clark Insurance, Advanced Collision and Repair, Jan Bussey Ford, the Miller Press, Crystal Volkgarten Agency, American Family Insurance, Miller Rexall Drug and Car Chiropractic. Also helping with our coverage of regional high school basketball, the folks at Mashing Food Center, Highmore Clinic Rural Healthcare, Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, the Highmore Herald, and Highmore Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the Golden Buffalo, by Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, by Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Ponsonby State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, Wagner Auto, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. Again, our final from the Hyde County Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. Highmore Herald 62 and Miller 42. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good evening, everybody.